One, two, three, four, five, six.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Craig Moser. I'm here from Philadelphia. It's a wonderful street festival, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Oh, honey, I just heard some terrible news.
What's that, honey?
The radio station WGXC is going off the air.
Oh, my goodness. Did you know you could donate by check? Give them a check to WGXC 5662 Route 23, ACRA, New York. 12405.
And you can also go to their website, wavefarm.org or wgxc.org, and donate monthly, a sustaining supporter.
Oh, I'll be a sustaining supporter, honey, once we get up to that St. Charles Hotel.
Oh, yes, I love the bar there.
There's no bar there.
That's what I meant.
French jazz guitarist Jean Lepouge started teaching himself to play at age 13, and we'll hear him joined by a drummer and a cellist on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Matoma, Nora Lorway, Holly Herndon, and Nick Stark. Deep Threes, where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Charles Haler of Coxsackie, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty or give me death.
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Patrick Phelan, executive director of the New York State Association of Chiefs of Police, denounced Saugerties officials on July 27th for not explaining the reasons for putting Police Chief Joseph Sinagra on paid administrative leave. Phelan said, and I quote, "Currently we are waiting for information. As far as we know, there has been no reason given for placing Chief Sinagra on administrative leave," end quote. Sinagra was recently sworn in as president of the New York State Association of Police Chiefs. Phelan said he spoke to Sinagra on July 26, and the chief told him he did not know why the town board put him on leave. Sinagra could not be reached for comment by the newspaper on July 27. The town voted to hire former police chief Lou Barbaria as interim chief at $50 per hour. Earlier this month, the state attorney general's office recommended that the Saugerties Police Department, and I quote, seek to terminate, end quote, Saugerties Police Officer Dion Johnson because of sexual assault and harassment complaints. And Sinagra's brother, Philip Sinagra Jr., a, and I quote, volunteer officer, end quote, with the Saugerties Police Department and a part-time officer in Woodstock, was named in a federal complaint by four Woodstock police officers and a former dispatcher who alleged that Woodstock Police Department tolerated sexually charged comments by Sinagra Jr. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Fox News reports that Representative Elise Stefanik is all in on impeaching President Joe Biden. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Oh, absolutely. I'm in conversations with Speaker McCarthy and all of our members. The important thing to know about an impeachment inquiry is that ensures that the House is at the apex of its power and oversight responsibility. It means that our subpoenas have the most power possible when it comes to litigating this out in court, because we know getting the facts is not going to be easy, end quote. A comment say what impeachment would do for House Republicans, not what Biden did that deserves being impeached. On that issue, she only said something about, and I quote, illegal money laundering, the fact that nearly 20 Biden family members have profited illegally, end quote. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this week that he may consider an impeachment inquiry over Biden claims of financial misconduct. Stefanik, also a Republican, represents the 21st Congressional District, including Rensselaer County. Other Hudson Valley representatives have not joined calls to impeach Biden. Read more about this story at the Fox News website. It has been a summer of plagues in the Hudson Valley, with floods, heat, smoke from Canadian wildfires, and an invasion of spongy moths. Now, Mid-Hudson News reports that West Nile virus in mosquitoes has returned to the area. West Nile virus was found in a mosquito pool in the town of New Windsor in Orange County this week. So officials are alerting residents to get rid of any standing water they can, as mosquitoes can breed in any stagnant water that lasts more than 4 days. With all the rain recently, there is a lot of standing water in the Hudson Valley, which means a lot of mosquitoes. Besides eliminating standing water, officials recommend wearing appropriate clothing and using bug repellent sprays when outdoors. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
No, Governor DeSantis, there's no upside to slavery. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Emmett Till would have turned 82 on July 25th, but he was murdered at 14 on August 28, 1955, dragged from his great-uncle's home in Money, Mississippi, by two white men for allegedly whistling at a white woman. They beat, tortured, and shot Emmett, tied a heavy cotton gin fan to him with barbed wire, and threw his body into the Tallahatchie River. His bloated, disfigured corpse was discovered several days later. His mother, Mamie Till Mobley, had his body returned to Chicago for the funeral. She insisted on an open casket so the world would see the brutality of bigotry, the ravages of racism. Jet Magazine and other publications carried photos of Emmett Till's beaten, distended face in his coffin, shocking the world and galvanizing the civil rights movement to defeat Jim Crow.
I believe that the whole United States is mourning with me. And if the death of my son can mean something to the other unfortunate people all over the world, then for him to have died a hero would mean more to me than for him just to have died.
Said Mamie Till Mobley of her decision. 68 years later, President Joe Biden formally established the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument, signing the proclamation on Emmett Till's birthday. Three sites make up the monument: the Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ on Chicago's South Side, where Emmett's funeral was held; the Tallahatchie County Second District Courthouse in Sumner, Mississippi, where Emmett's two murderers were acquitted by an all-white jury; and the Grabaugh Landing site along the Tallahatchie River, believed to be where Emmett Till's body was found. The memorial sign at Grabaugh Landing was made bulletproof to withstand the attempts to destroy it. It's been shot at and vandalized countless times. The painful history of Emmett Till's lynching and his mother's remarkable courage is seared into the fabric of this country. Less than 3 months later, sickened by the photos of Emmett, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white passenger on December 1, 1955, sparking the Montgomery bus boycott. The March on Washington in 1963 was held on August 28th, the anniversary of Emmett Till's murder. Yet there are people now attempting to suppress history and whitewash the systemic racism so central to our nation. Leading the pack of these revisionists is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican presidential candidate. DeSantis first forced the revision of the state's AP African American Studies curriculum, purging key Black writers, feminists, and references to Black Lives Matter. Then, last week, the Florida Department of Education released its social studies standards for this school year. The 216-page document states, quote, "Instruction includes how slaves develop skills which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit," unquote. Governor DeSantis was asked to explain this shocking rewrite of the brutal, bloody history of slavery in the United States while at a campaign stop in Utah.
They're probably going to show some of the folks that eventually parlayed, being a blacksmith into doing things later in life.
Renowned civil rights attorney and Florida resident Ben Crump responded on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
It is sickening. It is astonishing that in 2023 we could have person who is the second in contention for the Republican nomination telling his supporters and his state that he governs that it is going to be mandated now that students in Florida, starting from middle school on, will have to be taught that slavery had positive benefits. And it is asinine on every level. It has the potential to cause serious psychological trauma to African American students, and we will not stand for it. We will explore every possible legal remedy in the court of law.
The catalog of atrocities during the centuries-long practice of legal enslavement in the United States is long. Forced labor, beatings, whippings, torture, rape, murder, the separation of families, the denial and criminalization of education, and more. The suggestion that the millions of enslaved people in this country somehow benefited from their enslavement is simply grotesque. Of course, many enslaved Africans and their enslaved descendants did learn skills that served them later in life, but these were the skills born of resistance. Harriet Tubman escaped north from Maryland to Philadelphia and used that hard-earned experience to lead between 11 and 30 dangerous missions to rescue more enslaved people, guiding them to freedom, mostly at night, navigating by the stars. Legal slavery ended in the United States on December 5, 1865, with the ratification of the 13th Amendment. But its echoes painfully persist to this day. Monuments and memorials are important checks on the whitewashing of history, but strong social movements are the best bulwark against those who would roll back progress. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 84 degrees and a light and variable wind becoming northwest at 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. On Saturday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees and a north wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 57 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
WayFarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands WayFarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
And nursing a part, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Okay.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Radio, radio, Rambo, ears up, this is Easy Diesel, driving northbound up the Niner. Look, I don't know who's out there listening, but I sure got a hell of a story to tell. I was just swinging on a bum load, bussing a hot bird dog on an East Coaster, when I started feeling shat-laced. So I pulled my riggy into a motel in Niagara Falls for an overnighter. I was treating my toots to a hangman's delight, when I noticed some strange activity in the room next door.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Every couple hours, there was this red van. It'd pull up and drop off three or four people at a time. Always some tie-dyed poncho pushers.
You know?
Escorting a couple dazed-looking ingenues, leading them into a room in their trance-like state. First, I thought that this was just a lewd game of blind man's finger. But then I realized all these people were going in. But none were coming out. There must have been 30 or 40 people in that one small room, and that ain't right. I decided this needed a man's investigation. I stood outside their door, but I heard nothing. I banged on a cinder block with a shovel for a while, but nobody peered out the window. Somehow that room seemed to be empty. The next time that van pulled up and dropped off more disappearing party cargo, I got in my truck and I followed it. A daring exploit to a truck man was like nectar to a bumblebee, and my proboscis was twitching something foul. I stuck a sticker on that van's dick for about 20 minutes. They pulled off the freeway and then drove me through an intentional community of co-parental homesteaders. All the streets were named after characters from Nora Ephron novels, like Sam Road, Rob Street, Julie Way. I continued following it as it cut through a dark wooded stretch until it opened up to a manicured estate crowned by a glorious mansion with a backdrop of scary orchards. That van pulled up the drive and into a garage, and I parked my semi behind a bush so no one could see it. I crept up behind that mansion. I waited by a back service door until a chef came out to smoke a beady. Before he could see me, I pounced, knocked him out cold with a pile driver. I slowly removed his clothes with my switchblade, and I rolled his body underneath a nearby canoe, put on a chef suit, and I blended myself into that kitchen, which should come as no surprise, since I was once a profiterole runner on a Kentucky cruise ship in my youth. Anyway, after pumping out a dozen bread loaves in the shape of baby dolls with the boys, I snuck out into the hallway to find out more about here what's going on with this satanic baloney that was afoot. It was rich shit like I'd never dreamed of. I must have passed 3 or 4 robots and a bunch of bins full of free pumpkins. Then I reached a huge metal door, like something you might find in a rich man's sewer. An engraving on it read, Operation Midnight Fall. I pushed it open, and there I was roosting my beef in a massive abandoned opera house, all Argento-like, blistering with decay but crawling with activity. Under the proscenium, there was dozens of fine young sleepy ladies and gents with wires and tubes sticking out of their heads, leading out the back to running mill wheels and coggle engines connecting to log rides that feed into smoking chemical drums that line the brinks of industrial water farms guarded by dirty people with sticks. There was beeping and steam sounds, scientists with white lab coats and even whiter dreadlocks. They had these Scooby-Doo marijuana rings under their eyes. They kept communicating in scientific code.
You gotta put that brownie in your urethra.
Holy Bocephus. I stumbled upon an infernal project. Here was secret society, experimenting on innocent human beings, extracting the fog of souls to be used as some super drug. I wasn't sure about the extent of their plan, so I consulted the tarot. From my pocket I pulled a card, the Wheel of Crabs. This can only mean one thing. These rusted root Bilderbergs are about to release this midnight misty fog straight into the water supply. That's some ass in the jackpot now. I was about to snap some pics to send to Washington, but then one of the guards noticed I was wearing footwear, and I knew I was busted. Chasing commenced. I knocked over a flaming sconce to screw him up, and then I escaped through some ductwork, exiting 2 stores down into a pony corral. I got in my truck, and I sure didn't turn around. I got nobody else to tell all this to but y'all. No one's gonna believe me. I got a hunchback and a bad habit of huffing bug spray. And now as I sing my spit into CB radio land, this whole night has got me thinking about the dynamics of power. High society is always stooping so low, and the low always trying to be that high society. Y'all make no mistake. Right about now, the real power in this country is flower power. And they won't stop until we're all humming their tune. But don't you worry, truckers. Our time in power will come soon. Just don't drink the water and just keep trucking on.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I'd take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
that was Catskill's Reckless Eric with Bad Hat Town from his 2023 album Leisureland.
Sometimes I remember his voice and sometimes I don't.
Then again, I think.
I just kept hoping that it was all a dream. That I would get up and get up once more and it would all be a dream.
I just kept hoping that it was all a dream.
Არჩევნებში მონაწილეობს დიდი მაჟორიტარი ვინმეა?
აუ, და პროსტა რა, მართალი რა, ბიჭებო რა.
ყზო გოიმი არ არის.
რატომ არ დამირეკე?
We'll be right back.
Thank you.